South Dakota High School Activities Association meeting in closed session, executive session earlier this afternoon, as I guess there's concern about maybe some bills that are going to be introduced in the state legislature. They have a deadline, I believe, of tomorrow. A guy that's been following it for South Dakota Public Broadcasting, he joins us right now on the fan line, Nate Weck. Nate, good job today. What's going on up in Pier?
Well, things are getting interesting. I guess you can say that here, Matic. Well, basically, kind of an interesting meeting here today. It was basically just for the board members to kind of go over the different proposals that the legislature is going to bring forth on them. We were sitting in there for, I believe, it was 1:23, and then they went into an executive session where everybody, the public, media, all them have to go out, get out, and it's just basically a legal analysis with the attorney of the South Dakota High School Activities Association and the board members to kind of go over each little piece and whatnot. And then when we finally got back in, we talked for a little bit, and then they adjourned. But there were two bills that that did come out of it that are going to be they're going to be filed here tomorrow, if not before the day is over here today. Senate Bill number 90 and House Bill 1141. House Bill 1141 is a pretty small one. Basically, the only thing that one's going to do is it's going to make the Activities Association comply with the open meeting laws. Senate Bill number 90 is going to do the same thing. It's going to make them comply with those open meeting laws, but it's also going to require an annual audit from the State Departments of Legislative Audits. So the legislature is going to undergo an audit if Senate Bill 90 would happen to go through.
We'll talk more about these two bills in a second. I understand there was a little question of whether they should have even gone into executive session earlier today. What was that all about?
Yeah, there were some questions kind of regarding that. I think based on what right now what the Activity Association is defined as, I think that it was within their grounds to be able to meet with their attorney and do so. But yeah, there was a lot of questions about that. I think they're gonna definitely get scrutiny for that because the public wants to know. They want to know, you know, what's going on and all this. And even board member Mike Miller said, you know, I would just assume like we sit in here and say right now what we need to say. They went to a vote 5-2 in favor of going to an executive session. So that's how it went in. But yeah, a lot of people in the public were wanting to know exactly what's being talked about, every little detail, because they're just as concerned of the Activities Association as the board members are.
He's Nate Weck, South Dakota Public Broadcasting, joining us here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris, doing a great job covering the legislature for public broadcasting. You can follow him on Twitter as well. So let's go back to these two bills, House Bill 1141 and Senate Bill 90. There was one bill that was being, I guess, dangled out there that would take the Activities Association and make it a part of the Department of Education. Is that still a possibility?
No, not right now. Not that we saw. I don't foresee that happening. I think it might have just been an idea at one point that might have been floating around, but nothing serious. Jumped on it. I think maybe there was a couple people that were trying to sponsor a bill in favor of that at one point, but it was just hard to get enough signatures from other representatives or senators to back that. So it looks like that one is a no-go.
You know, Nate, I said that kind of, to me at least, and I might be the only one that feels this way, but if they were going to act that drastic, to me that seems like it's a scare tactic in order to maybe get some movement on something else. Did it kind of feel like that, or did this thing have a legitimate shot when it was floated around to immediately stick to the wall?
You know, it's hard to say, Chris, because I'm not exactly sure on how serious the talks were with the different lawmakers regarding maybe possibly bringing it to the Department of Education. But, you know, it's hard to say. It could be either way. The speculation is that no, the talks weren't serious enough, and that maybe it was just a little bit of a motivational factor for the board members to comply and maybe try to make things more public. And I think a lot of it too is a lot of the board members with the Activities Association, they want to comply. They want to make everything go up to standards. They want to follow the rules. So they seem pretty on board with some of these laws as well. We want to make our open meetings open. We want to comply with all those laws. And for the most part, too, they're already complying with some of them. They're just not following every single rule within that law. So they just have to tweak a few things with their open meetings, like making the documents not just available online before the meetings, but you got to also make your documents available to people in hand if they show up at the meetings.
So do you get the sense if either one of these two bills do pass that there would be any major functionality changes in the way that the Activities Association is run on a day-to-day basis?
Nope, I do not think so. I think everything else will pretty much, these bills seem to be pretty much more just fine-tuning it, dotting the I's and crossing the T's more than anything.
All right, just getting all their stuff together so that both sides are happy with how it's operated. So if you want to follow it, it's House Bill 1141 and Senate Bill 90. Of course, if they are different types of bills, the conference committee then would have to be put together if they don't match up. But I certainly think they may move through pretty quick on this one, Nate. Do you think they'll do that as well?
Yeah, it's hard to say. It always kind of depends on how much testimony ends up coming. I mean, at this point, it's hard to say if there's going to be opposing testimony and what that opposing testimony could be. It's one of those things where you're kind of going to get a sense of how fast this legislation could move as soon as it gets into that first committee. So it's kind of tough to say at this point.
Sure. In following this association for years, I've never felt that they've hit anything. And I guess if this makes the lawmakers more happy and more comfortable with what's going on, well, again, I guess I support the legislature in this one as well.
Yeah, and that's all they want to do is they just want to make sure that with all the criticism that they've gotten as of recent, they just want to basically come out and say, you know, we want to work for the citizens, and we want to ultimately do what's best for the student athletes, because that's mainly the main purpose of the Activities Association, is doing what's best for the student athletes and the other students that are in the activities that are part of the Activities Association, whether it be any other activity.
Sure. All righty. Hey, Nate, doing a great job covering the legislature for South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Follow him on Twitter at Nate_WEK. That's WEK. Nate_WEK, SDPB. One other quick one I want to ask real quick, and I may catch you off guard on this one. You know, last week, the House Commerce Committee talked about the fighting commission. Anything new on that fight commission that they've changed? Because they kind of updated that new law.
Yeah, I guess you kind of caught me off guard on that one a little bit. I'd have to go back and check if something did happen on that. I haven't gotten to it quite yet today.
What I saw was the law they put together last year for that new fight commission, which would allow boxing, kickboxing, MMA fights in South Dakota. They put everything together except something that kind of gets things kick-started, so they got to kind of reshape it. But otherwise, it's still going to be around, and I'm glad the legislature's working out on that one as well. Alrighty,
yeah, I know that's been definitely something that's been talked about in years past, so it's good that they're addressing it.
All righty. Hey, Nate, again, great stuff as always. Appreciate the time you spent with us today.
Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Yep.
Nate Weck, South Dakota Public Broadcasting, here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris.